is after him, but it's Fahin who's bounding clear up the hill, and he is a machine. Fahin maintains his unbeaten record, and it's a treble for Willie Mullins and Remy Walsh. Fahin's a champion. Arctic Forest.
It was never in any doubt that it's going to be a magnificent hat-trick in the race for the Willie Mullins trade for Vega, and a treble on the day for Ruby. He didn't have to move a muscle.
Day three of the Cheltenham Festival is upon us. And here in the From the Horse's Mouth, myself, Ruby Walsh, and Frank Hickey. You're not fracking just yet, Frank. Frank Hickey are going to look ahead to the third day. We have seen the first day. We haven't seen the second. So just to give you some context. And Ruby Walsh, you are in the press room. So there may be a bit of background noise, am I right in saying?
Yeah. There is. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
I tried to find the quietest place I could, but that's where I am.
Ah, well, I mean, there's probably not too many quiet places on the Cheltenham Racecourse just after the last race finished on day one. Look, we will get your thoughts on the festival next week, and we'll have a nice review. But for now, it's winners we want, and we move into the first race on day three. Before we go into that, a reminder, on paddypower.com, you can get yourself a free fiver bet if you haven't done so already. Claim it now. I used it on Tuesday. I backed a winner. And the winnings have already disappeared. But you can still do so if you manage to log on to your Paddy Power. It's absolutely free to use. And if you want to head to a shop, money back all losers will be doing that in the Paddy Power Stairs on day three for all the shop customers as well. And we had some cracking turbo power prizes on day one. By the way, we went 16s from 10s about Constitution Hill and Edward Stone winning. And there was plenty who took it. Well done to those. Okay, Turner's Novice Chase. Ruby Walsh, we only have four runners. Well done to Joseph O'Brien putting in Busselton late. I believe it was at the last minute to get that horse into the race. Bob Olinger, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, Gallop and Deschamps. That's the prices at the time of recording. El Barra, 20 to 1. Nice spin for Patrick there. And 33 to 1, Busselton. It's a match, Ruby, at Cheltenham. Who wins it?
I was just going to say that. What relevance have the other two got, Busselton and El Barra? Yeah, it is a match. It's which way do you go? Look, I'm in the Willie camp. I always have been. I think fences have made Gallop and Deschamps a faster horse. I think he's a brilliant jumper. I have the utmost respect for Bob Olinger, but I do think his jumping just hasn't been as slick as I would like it to be. So I'm with Gallop and Deschamps. Frank, are you on the other side or are you on my side?
Oh, I'm on your side. I've been saying it. From early in the year too, I thought the shorter trip was going to suit him. It's going to be fascinating to see how it goes tactically. You'd think he, like Paul Townend, will be able to dictate the race the way he wants to, whether he wants to slow it up or, stop start or go hard. He'll get the choice, I think. And I just think he'll put Bob Olinger's jumping under a little bit of pressure. And I think he needs to have him beaten turning in, because I think if Bob Olinger can sit behind Galloping and be within a couple of lengths turning in, he does have more of a turn of foot. But Gallop and Deschamps' jumping is brilliant, and I think that'll be key. He's the one I like. It's a match we've all waited for. I really can't wait. But the interesting angle to the race is, I was looking at it last week, and I was like, nothing's going to run in this with him. So I managed to have a nice few quid on El Barra each way. At 66 to 1. So while I'll be having a few quid on Gallop and Deschamps, I'll be keeping an eye on 20 seconds after the finish when El Barra and Busselton are fighting out for third, hoping El Barra gets it.
Ruby, send Patrick Mullins a text there and just say, Patrick, just finish.
I'll tell him, I go and find him. He still could be here. I'm actually in the air, not the press room. If he comes out, I'll tell him.
Ride for third in a four-runner race, Patrick. Don't be a hero. Don't take on well, the like
right, to obtain your best possible finishing position is the rules.
I was looking at the declarations of 5 to 10 going, oh my God, there's only three around here. It's unbelievable.
I don't think you're the only one who's been at the each way shooting. Oh, please don't say that now, Frank. Don't say that. So look, just to reiterate, you're both on Gallop and Deschamps. Just before we move on to the pretense, Frank, I'm vaguely surprised, maybe wrongly, that the two of them are basically joint favourites. I thought Gallop would be the market choice on the basis of what we saw at Leopardstown, and am I wrong, or is there been support for Bob Olinger last?
It's very much divided. Like, it's not, it's not like people going, oh, Galpin's, like, the thing is, right, Bob Olinger was the better hurdler by a long way.
Yeah.
But Gallop, he hasn't improved for chasing, while Gallopin has improved an awful lot for chasing. And it's just, it's like everything. I think it's going to spit down the middle and what people think will happen. A lot of people are in the Gallopin Deschamps camp, but there's just many people in the Bob Ballinger camp. And I think what will be very interesting is how that race is priced tomorrow and how the arguments go. We've had some robust arguments this week. And yeah. I think this one might be one of the more... lively debates.
Look, I know it's only four runners, and realistically there's only two, but what a cracking race we could have. Let's skip on to a race with lots of runners, the 210, of course, extra places here at Paddy Power, as you'd expect, seven online. The Pretemps, Winterfog, the 5-1 favourite. Is it a plot for Emmett Mullins? Paul Townend booked, very interesting. Sire de Burley looking to win the race for the third time. He loves it at Cheltenham, and Rob James takes the ride on him. He's 11-2. 6-1 Alaphilippe for Fergal O'Brien. Dunboyne is 15-2. Will Frank Hickey mention for the eighth time that his missus is from Dunboyne on this podcast? We'll find out shortly. 15-2 for that one. 10-1 for Tully Beg. The Jam Man is 12-1. 12-1 Sassy, yeah, Classy, as well as Volcano and Remastered. Okay, I'm going to go to you, Frank, first before we go back to Ruby. Your thoughts on the Pretemps?
Look, you make a case for an awful lot of them. The one I like is Volcano. He was 15-2 in a red hot renewal of last year's Martin Pipe. He fell at the first. That was off a mark of 132, but it clearly suggests that Todd's mark was workable. And he qualified for the Pretemps in the Punchestown qualifier in November, finished sixth. He was weak in the market that day, suggesting qualifying was all he was trying to do. He wasn't trying to win a race. It was just get the first run under his belt and qualify. On his last start at Navan, over 2.5 miles, was a decent handicap hurdle. He was fourth. He looked all over the winner. He kicked on kind of a furlong out and created 1.19 in the run, but he just ran out of it late and was beaten 3/4 of a length. That race actually worked out really well. The winner, Future Regim, was third in the Leopardstown Pretemps qualifier next time off a 6 hour mark. That's the one that Panda Boy won. The third bread and butter has placed in two handicaps since. The fifth, the very man, won a very good Navan handicap next time out. The seventh surprise package bolted up in the Imperial Cup. The ninth, any second now, won the Bobby Joe. And Falcano's been kept fresh for this. Jordan Gainford will take off £3. He's down the bottom of weight, stone six. I think he's got a lovely two-way chance.
Yeah, he is currently, as I said, 12-1. Ruby, what's your thoughts on the Pretemps?
I thought Anna Felipe was the one for me. Fergal O'Brien and Paddy Brennan had a really good run at Warwick, but it managed to finish fifth in a qualifier. Look, it's skimpy enough value at around 6 or 7-1, but I did like what Anna Felipe did, and his back form was good enough for me.
Okay, 2 for you in the Pretemps. I wouldn't forgive you for having a couple of goals in that particular race. Move on to the 250. It is the first of the grade ones, and it is the second of the grade ones after the Turners kick things off. It is the Festival Trophy Chaser, you used to be called a long time ago. We now call it the Ryanair. And Alaho is the 8-13 favourite, 6-1. Now he's added a bit of spice to the race, has conflated, who of course is the Irish Gold Cup winner. He drops in trip into this race for the owner of Jigan Senhouse Stud, a.k.a. Michael O'Leary. 8-1, Shan Blue. We haven't seen him since he fell when looking a likely winner. Eldorado Allen, 12-1. Janet, it was 14s for William Mullins. Mellon also in there at 16-1. He'll finish second. 25-1 and bigger the rest. Ruby, the Ryanair, you've been very keen on Alaho throughout the preview circuit. I suppose conflated does put a little bit of spice to the race.
He does add spice to it. There's no doubt about that. But look, I think Alaho doesn't even have to be as good as he was last year, PK. Mm-hmm. I think if he runs up anywhere near that, it could be good enough. I just think he has the pace and speed to jump and go here and blow this race apart. I don't think that really suit conflated. I think the Irish Gold Cup was a bit steadily run and he got into a good rhythm. Whereas if an Alaho jumps and goes early, he'll put conflated under pressure jumping wise. Shan Blue, we haven't seen in a long time. I think Eldorado Allen could be an each way price, or an each way chance anyway. I know he's an each way price. But I can't see beyond Alaho. I think he'll win.
Yeah, he's certainly priced accordingly. Frank?
Yeah, I can't see him being beaten. I was thinking they're conflated. It'll be deflated when he's looking at Alaho's ass go off into the distance. Look, the one thing I thought was interesting that we had up was 6 lengths or more were boosted from 9-4, from 7-4 at the moment, whether that'll still be there tomorrow. But like, looking at the distances, I'd take the, you know, anywhere around 6, 5, 6, 7 lengths.
Yeah, that good. That good. Okay. So,
as I said, I if he ran the Gold Cup, I'd back him. Yeah. That's how good I think he is. Yeah.
Well, all about Alaho in the Ryanair, perhaps no surprise. Now, the 330 is the Paddy Power Stayers Hurdle. This has been a race that has been Oh, I'd say you do your nut trying to figure the betting over the last 4 or 5 months of this race. We've had about 6 or 7 different favourites. 3-1 favourite at the moment is Flooring Porter. Classical Dream, 130. Time Hill, 130. There's nothing between the top three in the betting. Champ is 9-2. 7-1 Paisley Park. Could he do it? Royal Kahala, very interestingly, entered in this. She could, of course, gone for the mares. It's 40-1 at Big at the Rest. Frank, the Stayers Hurdle, a tricky race for most punters to get a handle on. Have you got a handle on it?
You could be confident about anything. Look, there's question marks about nearly everything in the race. And there is the chance that the occasion might get to Classical Dream and Flooring Porter. That would be a small bit of a concern. You know, that it'll all get too much from Paisley Park is 10. Look, people were loving his win the last day, but I just think that's going to be his highlight of the season. I wouldn't like him. I just think it was more an indication of how disappointing Champ was in the day that he could get that much of a head start and get beaten rather than bouncing Paisley Park. I just think Time Hill is probably the solid one. He was beaten by Champ in the long walk at Ascot after a poor run in France, but he's pretty consistent from his 12 starts at 6 wins, 3 seconds. He's finished third in a champion bumper, joined in Violin. He was unlucky fourth in Monkfish as Albert Bartlett. He will have won if he had a bit of luck that day. He's been kept fresh for this. I just think he's the most solid in runner's race. That might just be good enough.
Yeah. Well, 4 places if you do want to have a stab at something at a big price, but it's pretty loaded towards the top of the market. Ruby, this is, as Frank said, a tough race to get your head around.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything Frank said. And I think the occasion is a big one for Classical Dream and Flooring Porter. And I think the ground is too. I think the ground could be good by Thursday. That rain forecast for Wednesday night, is it coming? Isn't it coming? There's 2 or 3 different sets of forecasts now, according to Cheltenham Racecourse. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the ground. And I think if it stays dry, what's it going to suit? I think it suits Champ. Champ did win in May and June as a novice hurdler. He will handle good ground. I know he's a 10-year-old. They have a bad record. But looking down through the rest, I think he's the one that might handle the best, the good ground best. Nicky Henderson's horses do like that ground as well. So I'm going to side with Champ.
Good first day, Nicky Henderson as well, didn't he? Yeah, with a couple of winners. Now we move on to Decent Horse at Constitution Hill. We move on to the 4:10. This is the place. It is now sponsored by Craft Whiskey. Wouldn't mind. Bit early in the week, though. We'll have those on Friday. The Glancing Queen, she's been a big talking horse when it emerged that she was probably going to go for this instead of for the Mayor's Chase. She's 9-2 favourite as I speak. 5-1 Celebrate, Dallin Fast and Broom, Philip Hobbs. 11-2 Imperial Alcazar. GB may win this one. 9-1 Grand Parody. Fancy Foundations is 10-1. 11-1 Simply the Bets and Fusel Raffles. 16-1 and Big of the Rest. Okay, Ruby, straight to you for the Craft Whiskey and Co. plate, please.
Yeah, I've only been listening to Rory and Frank, and for that very reason I'm going to tip the Glancing Queen, and I'm going to turn it over to Frank because that's called plagiarism or something like that anyway, isn't it?
That's 100% exactly what you've done. Yeah, you have been listening. It's okay, it's good to listen. Frank Hickey?
Yeah, I'm maybe it's recency bias with how well Nicky Henderson's horses ran on Tuesday, but I'm going to side with Fusel Raffles. He's still only 7. It's hard to believe he's only a 7-year-old. Good enough to win a Grade 1 as a juvenile hurdler at Punchestown. Last year he was 2nd in the Turners when he was beaten 3 lengths by Chantry House. He likes a Champlou, a Steering Flange behind. Maybe they were a small bit below form, but look, he likes Cheltenham. He likes decent ground. As I said, Nicky's horse are bombing. He was 2nd to Braveman's Game on his reappearance this season at Newton Abbott, but he was giving him £12. Probably an almost impossible task, really. He was a 4th winner at the Charlie Hall when Champlou fell. He was 4th in the Racing Post Gold Cup in December off 152. Went off 5-1 favourite. I don't think he stayed in the Skybet Chase. Went 5th as a 9-2 favourite. And he's been dropped to a mark of 149, which is £3 lower than when 4th, beating 4.5 lengths in the Racing Post Gold Cup. Better ground's going to suit. He likes the track. Nicky's flying. He's a double-figure price. 6 places. He'll do me each way.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning. Indeed, the extra place is available on paddypower.com. So the Glancing Queen for Ruby, Fusel Raffles each way for Frank.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
We move on to the Mayor's Novice at the Dawn Run Novice Hurdle at 4:50, over 2 miles and a furlong. Dino Blue, Willie Mullins trains. Mark Walsh looking for another winner, 11-4 favourite. Brandy Love also for Willie Mullins is 4-1. Party Central, 11-2. Out of Handicap Company into a graded race. Grand G, Patrick will ride 7-1, 8-1. Impervious, Colin Murphy in the Relegate colours. Regulate? Relegate? I can't remember, Frank. Was it relegate?
Relegate.
As in, what, Everton? What's going to happen to Everton this season? Then it is... Six. It might happen. You're 2 feet to go down.
Sinking like a stone.
60. Frank. The different Frank. Lampard, what's happening? 16 to 1 and bigger. The remainder. Okay, Frank, I'll stick with you. What are your thoughts on the Mayor's Knobs?
Look, I think I've made no secret that I love Party Central. I think Brandy Love, I know people have been saying going left-handed will sort our problems. I don't think so. I could have her. Dino Blue's the unknown. She was very good at Clonmel. It's just will experience catch her out. There's a full field here. 22. She's obviously had loads of ability, but I just think the race is going to set up perfectly at Party Central. David Russell will bury her, and he'll creep and creep and creep, and he'll just try and deliver her maybe 50 yards after the last. And I think this race is going to set up perfectly for her, and I'm very, very strong about her. I think.
Yeah, it's one of your strongest of the week, isn't it, Party Central?
It's probably my best bet of the week. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
A fair few quid on her from before the Dublin Racing Festival, so a good week if she wins.
Okay. Ruby, obviously William Mullen's strong hand here. Dino Blue topping the market. Frank has some concerns regarding her experience.
Yeah, I can see that. 22 runners, only one run over hurdles. Yeah, of course you'd have to have a concern. Only one run in her life. Brandy Love looks like she'd be better going left-handed, but how left is she going to go? And is she going to be difficult to ride? Is she going to keep going in onto the chase track? That's not going to be ideal for her. Patrick Shalitzer is a closer. I think Grangie loved the ground. And Brian Cooper was he was adamant he was going as well as Allegory Devassi when he fell at Ferry House. I think Impervious to like the dry ground. And I think outside of them, it's hard really to fancy anything at a big price myself. Dino Blue, just skimpy enough, I think, right now. And I think maybe Grangie at 7-1 each way.
Really? Okay. That is interesting. We are four places on the Paddy Power website as well for that Mayors if you fancy having a stab at something at a big price. So Party Central, very keen, Frank Hickey, on that one. And the Grangie, Ruby, jumping ship too. Now the 5:30, we conclude with another race for amateur riders. This time it's the Folklore and Kilmuir, 3.25 miles. This time a handicap frontal assault. Rob James has been booked. He's the 4-1 favourite. Schoolboy Errors has been tipped up a lot. It's 6-1 second favourite. 7-1, ain't that a shame? Ben Harvey on board. Smoking Gun, 7-1 for Jamie Codd. Mr. Fogpatches, Patrick Mullins, looking to win again after his win on Statler earlier this week. That's 8-1. It's 12-1. Come on, Teddy. 14's Mr. Coffee. Sam Willie Cone rides and a few others at 14-1. Okay, Ruby, the Kim Muir, the 5:30 on Thursday.
Yeah, look, I'm a fan of Schoolboy Hours. I think he ran an absolute blinder in the Paddy Power. Obviously, he won it, so he did. I don't think Ben Dundee did that form any harm this afternoon. I thought he made a few mistakes on Tuesday afternoon. So I'd be happy enough to stick with Schoolboy Hours. Derek O'Connor on his back, I think, is a big plus as well, and he'll do me.
Schoolboy Errors for Ruby Walsh. Frank Hickey?
I think, when it comes to having an each way bet, I might be, jinxing myself here, but when you just think one will definitely run this race, and that's Mr. Fogpatches. He is so consistent, and it's a big positive Patrick takes the ride as well. Like, if you go back to last season, he was placed in the Scottish National. He won the Punchtown Festival over 3.7 miles, and this season he's been placed in the Cork National, the Troy Town. He was placed at Cheltenham, and he was placed in the Tiestes. This form has got a fair boost in the last few weeks, with Death Duty winning the Grand National Trial and Deal Carr winning the Leinster National, and they were 7th and 4th behind Mr. Fogpatches that day. A mark of 140 is no issue for him, and he will be staying on. I think he'll get a great run for your money. And I actually quite fancy him. He's a right chance.
Excellent. Another couple that you quite fancy on Thursday, Frank.
I'm quite keen on the later two, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good man. Nice little easy wazy double, perhaps. We're 6 places each way.
And Mr. Fogpatches, like, if it doesn't rain, that'll be a benefit to him. He had a couple of good runs air in Scottish National. That would always be dry, quickest ground. So I'd have no fears about him on good ground.
It's going to double up, Frank. Right, that's it. We only need your day 3 maps, gentlemen. And I think I know what Frank's is going to be. So I'm going to go to you, Ruby. What's your nap?
My nap, Galloping. Deschamps.
Galloping, Deschamps in the first race on the card. Frank Hickey, if this nap isn't Party Central, I'm going to never present the pod again.
It's Party Central. And if you want to be extremely brave, double it up with Mr. Fogpatches each way.
Oh, really? An each way double nap or just a straight? No, you'd have to go each way.
Look, Party Central's my nap. I've been saying for enough. A few weeks since Leopardstown, I just think it's going to suit. And I've never seen her.
So that is day 3 wrapped up in a nice little bow. A reminder, you can still get yourself a free fiver bet on the Paddy Power website, and do pop into a shop as well. Because as I said, we've got a money back or lose race. It is the big one, the Paddy Power Stayers Hurdle. So that's a cracking little incentive, as well as every morning Power Air, huge turbo power prices as well, including on day one. Remember, we went to 16s, about a 10 to 1 shot in Constitution Hill and Edwardstone, and that absolutely hacked up. Thank you very much to both Ruby and Frank. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, stay safe and well, and very lucky this big week. Bum-ba-dum-bum.